Now, real-time kinematic. Well, generally speaking, this is used to differentiate this method from the pseudo-range or the code phase DGPS solution. Real-time kinematic is fundamentally the same, really. It is just that normally it's talking about carrier phase rather than just code phase. Here you see that its accuracy can be a couple of centimeters or so. And typically we say it must track 5 satellites minimum. The reason for the 5 satellites is basically to have one spare so that you're absolutely sure that you will have a position all the time. But the same concept is here. The base station, this would be set up at a known point, maybe an NGS brass cap. And then there'd be a transmission antenna associated with it, a radio transmitter. Then the rover would work at the unknown points, and the real-time corrections would happen. Again, this is used for more accurate work. And notice that the baselines, in other words, the lines that can be occupied at this system, 10 to 20 kilometers, which is considerably shorter than DGPS's effective range.